Today's hottest music, 101.7 The Beat, presents The 101.7 Project. Celebrating listeners having a positive impact in our community. Brought to you by Bridgehampton National Bank. Many success stories, one bank.
All right, it's Justin with you on today's hottest music, 101.7 The Beat, here with New Hope Rising. I got almost everybody from New Hope Rising, the co-founders. I've got Danielle, I've got Lauren, Kelsey, and Jessica all here. They enjoy some pizza, courtesy of American Pie Pizzeria in Bridgehampton. I enjoyed it too. Danielle, if you don't mind, tell me a little bit about what New Hope Rising, how it started, and what it does.
Sure. So New Hope Rising is a nonprofit organization that we had founded in 2014. We provide residential sober living programs and outreach services to individuals and their families who suffer from substance use disorders.
So you guys have residences in multiple areas on Long Island. Could you tell me a little bit about, actually, I could bring in Jessica for this one, right? You're actually, Jessica, tell us what you do for New Hope Rising.
I'm the house manager for the women's house. So I pretty much just oversee that they're attending their outpatients and keeping up with responsibilities in the house, and also for support and to set an example, because I'm also in recovery myself.
Right.
So I'm just there to support them, and they've become like very close women in my life. Like I've been so blessed with this opportunity to work with Danielle and Lauren, seriously.
Kelsey, can you tell me a little bit about your experience there?
My experience in the Harmony House is much better than I had imagined it to be.
Wow.
I definitely had a different idea of what it was going to be. I was scared,
yeah.
You know, I was getting into something that I had never done before. And it's one of the best decisions, one of the best things I've ever done in my life. You know, having close relationships with women was kind of an unfathomable thought to me.
Wow.
But ever since we came to this house, you know, Danielle had mentioned to me, you'll be amazed at the relationships that you create here. And she was really right. Mm-hmm. So quickly, we just all relate to each other and we understand. And it's just, we have really close bonds and we have so much laughs. We have the best times all the time.
That's awesome.
We do yoga during the week and meditation and Reiki, and there's a lot of healing, and it's a really beautiful experience.
We're so blessed because, again, in today's society, you hear with the heroin epidemic, I mean, on a daily basis, we're losing people. We're losing an entire generation.
Yeah.
And on the upside of that, you know, for our organization is that we also get to see the positive side. We get to see miracles every single day.
Wow. Jessica, you actually work, you work in the Harmony House, right?
Right.
Could you tell me, what would you tell someone, how is New Hope Rising in the Harmony House, this organization, what makes it separate? What makes it different?
Pretty much everything.
Well, there you go.
I have being in recovery myself and gone through the whole process. I've been in multiple recovery houses, sober houses, and not only were the living conditions horrible, but the staff was horrible and there was no support. And that's like a game changer, really, and especially early recovery. And then beginning to work here, not only are all three of the programs beautiful homes, but the support that is provided by myself, Danielle, and Lauren, we're very like hands-on with the men and women there to help and support at all times. And we also have different ways of, I guess, self-care, you could say, come into the house to teach the men and women different coping skills like Reiki, meditation. We have the bead women come into the house. It's called beating hearts. Just so they could see really everything that's out there to support the entire community. Like they really get a full round view of how they could change their life and how recovery is so possible for everyone.
I'll toss this one to you, Lauren. If there's anything that you would, if you could talk to someone right now, what would you say to them, this opportunity to speak to someone that might be seeking help or someone that knows someone that might need help? What would you tell them about your organization, how it might be of assistance to them?
Sure. So, you know, one of the things that is so important to us and one of our goals as part of New Hope Rising is to make sure that people in the community know that there are options and that there are so many people that understand what they're going through, whether it's as a family member or as a person that is seeking recovery themselves. There is so much support out there. And that's, you know, one of the things that we feel so passionately about is that, you know, our services reach as many people as possible so that we're really able to make a difference in the lives of people that really need our help.
That just sums it up perfectly. Yeah. And being able to try to reach as many people as possible and know, you know, for them to know that hope is real and recovery is possible for every breath that they take and they're still here, that they have a chance in recovering.
Special thanks to Danielle, Lauren, Jessica, and Kelsey for coming down to the studio as part of the 1017 Project. You can get in touch with New Hope Rising a couple of ways. On the phone at 631-336-9990. You can also text that number, 631-336-9990. On the web at newhoperisingny.org. That's newhoperisingny.org. They've got an email address, newhoperisingorg@gmail.com. And of course, you can reach out to them on social media. Look for them at New Hope Rising NY.
The 1017 Project. Celebrating listeners having a positive impact in our community. Brought to you by Bridgehampton National Bank. Many success stories, one bank. Today's hottest music, 1017 The Beach.